You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm Labour's Andrew Little, and it's time for my weekly catch-up with 95BFM.
Our regular segment with Labour Party's Andrew Little is back. Tuvaa speaks to the Health Minister about a new national bowel screening, the new baby unit at Waitakere Hospital, and the record number of patients in the emergency room. Here he is now.
I'm joined here live in the studio by Mr. Andrew Little. Mōrena, Andrew.
Good. Nice to be in Auckland.
You guys haven't been in Auckland in quite a while, right?
I'm up here on a reasonably regular basis. I was if I wasn't here last week, I was up here in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
But it's usually flying visits.
Yeah.
In fact, I was here 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
At opening a special care baby unit at Waitakere Hospital. Mm.
Oh, wow. Oh, because I saw that and I was like, oh, maybe he's up here for that. But no, you've already been up here for that.
Up there for that, down to other things, back again to Auckland.
Oh, yeah, I was really busy being a minister, I'm really sure.
Well, we know Auckland's the centre of the universe, so we get drawn back a lot.
Yeah, true. Well, it is an absolute pleasure to have you here in the studio. We can have some nice clear audio, which would be nice.
Is there something wrong with my phone line?
I think it's more our phone line.
Okay,
all right, well, I'll just kick into a few questions. Last week, you announced that the National Bowel Screening Program, which started its rollout in 2017, was now available throughout the whole country. Could you tell us a little bit about the difference to people's lives this program has had?
Yeah, the benefit of bowel screening is that, and for a population where we have a high incidence of bowel cancers, it means that we've got a better chance at getting to the cancers much earlier stages, which therefore means that early treatments are likely to be much more successful. So we know that in the 5 years that the program has been running, even though it hasn't been right across the country during that time, about 1,400 people have had cancers identified and treated. And for most of those people, that treatment has been a lot simpler than had it been left to much later. And in fact, in some cases, it almost certainly would have been fatal. So it is making a huge difference to those people and their whānau and families.
What does the screening involve? Do you have to go to a medical facility or can it be done at home?
It's done at home. So what happens is all the DHBs, and shortly it'll be Health NZ, they have a register of people. And so about half the list of people every year, they're sending out a kit to their homes and people are given instructions on what to do to provide an appropriate sample, and that is then sent back to the hospital who then get it treated. So they're getting about between a 50 and 60% return rate on that, which is pretty good. I think we'll work on over time at lifting that return rate. But even with that return rate, as I say, we're getting a large number of cancers identified early and therefore makes treatment much more successful.
And finally, who is eligible for this screening?
So for pretty much everybody, it starts at the age of 60. So, and it's generally between the ages of 60 and 74. That's the statistically the most prone period. For Māori and Pacific, in this year's budget, we announced an extension for them. So from next year, they'll be eligible for screening at the age of 50, because statistically Māori and Pacific are showing much higher incidence of bowel cancers much earlier in life. This is kind of the health equity approach, so understanding that, of course, we want a health system for everybody, but actually different populations suffer different conditions in different ways. So health equity means doing the right thing at the right time. That means we are making the bowel screening program accessible to Māori and Pacific much earlier than we are the rest of the population.
So moving on this week, you've also announced a new baby unit at Waitakere Hospital. I wanted to start off by asking, what do these new facilities include?
Well, at Waitakere, up to now, their special care baby unit has been basically two largest rooms where they've tried to care for 12 babies. So these are babies who are premature, as early as 32 weeks. Babies that are more premature than that tend to go to Auckland Hospital for their neonatal intensive care unit. But for babies at 32 weeks plus, they can be cared for out there. So now they've got a suite of there's 18 different rooms, quite sizable, and room for parents to stay overnight if they need to. In addition to that, there's a little accommodation suite at the back of it. So if other whānau want to stay, there's a quiet place for them to come and be there near their new family member. So it'll and talking to the health staff, and they're saying it'll just make such a big difference in terms of the extra space and the equipment and gear that they've got. They think they'll end up taking babies from other parts of Auckland for the level of care that they need. And this is also for babies who, when they're born, in addition to being born prematurely, as early as 32 weeks, also babies who are born with other health conditions or difficulties that just need some early stage intervention, this will be the place that they can do it. So, and the other interesting thing about this facility, there was a level of philanthropic input as well, so local community input, donations and things. So a really good combination of what the government can do in terms of building new facilities, but getting community input as well. So look, it's a great thing all around.
Now, late last week, the Herald got you to respond to some comments made by top emergency doctor John Bonning that emergency departments were seeing record numbers of patients. You responded by saying that you hadn't seen any figures to support this claim. This got people such as Dr. Kate Allen of the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine, Dr. Sandy Richardson from the College of Emergency Nurses, and Kerry Nuku from NZ Nurses to say that this was a concerning point of view for the health minister to say, and that it was undermining health professionals. When you say you haven't received any figures, are you implying that this claim is not true, or are you simply stating that you physically haven't received these figures in your hand to view for yourself?
What I said was I hadn't seen data to support record levels. I'm not, you know, when I have a point made to me that record levels are being achieved, I want to know what the justification or verification for that is. We have a system, a health system, that is under huge pressure, has been for some time. COVID has made that worse. In the current circumstances, with a combination of COVID, with more flu, as we predicted there would be because the borders are open, plus also elevated levels of staff absenteeism. There's no question the hospitals are under pressure. But as we also saw with COVID, the health workforce are making it work, but acknowledging that is putting pressure on them. I guess, look, in the time I've been health minister, there's been, you know, there are a number of people who often call out and say, we're in a crisis, it's a catastrophe, it's about to collapse. I mean, we had claims from at least one of those people whose names you mentioned saying pretty much this time last year, it's all incredibly bad, and the system's about to collapse. You know, it never did collapse. Actually, hospital management, along with the health workforce, do respond to these situations and respond pretty well. In the end, it's about, you know, keeping patients safe, and for patients who need hospital-level care, knowing that it is there for them. I think a lot more patients are being inconvenienced by longer wait times, particularly at ED. We know that. I just think we have to be careful particularly when the health system is under pressure. And, you know, this is a government that has put a record, if we want to talk about records, a record amount of funding into them, funded, you know, 4,000 extra nurse positions, and we're still carrying a lot of vacancies. But this is a government that is committed to high-quality health care, but also, you know, supporting health managers and health leaders to respond as needed to make sure that people get the appropriate care given the situation that we're in, and I'm confident that that is happening.
And obviously these people who are saying these comments are on the ground seeing what's happening firsthand. Do you think that because of this there is sort of an element of truth to what they're saying, but maybe not the full truth?
I certainly don't think that what they're saying is not the full truth. They're saying, from what they observe, they're not all on the ground actually. Some of those names. John Bonning is an excellent, outstanding ED leader in Waikato, so he'll be seeing what's happening there. I guess as minister, I look across the system as a whole, and yeah, it is true. There are some hospitals that are under much greater pressure than others. Counties Monaco is one of them. Wellington has been pretty stretched. Canterbury is pretty stretched. But equally, there's a range of other hospitals that are saying, yep, they're under pressure, but not under the same pressure that some of those other hospitals are reporting. And I think, when one of the things about the reforms, one of the things it's designed to do is to look at the system as a whole, and particularly on a regional basis. It's interesting, when I was out at Waitakere early in the week at the special care baby unit and talking to some of the specialists there, they were saying, actually, the great thing is, and since we've talked about the reforms, is even within Auckland, there's a lot more sharing of resources. So last week, there was a point where, because Counties Manukau was under so much pressure, people who would otherwise have been taken by an ambulance to Counties Manukau were actually taken to other Auckland hospitals, either Auckland or Waitemata, and either North Shore or Waitakere. So that's the benefit of a system now that can have pressure points, and then where there aren't pressure points, actually patients can be seen there. That's a little bit more inconvenient for families and whānau, but for most people, actually they want their loved one to get the care they need. And when the pressure tapers off at Counties Manukau, people can be transferred back. So it's about getting the best out of the system. That's, as Minister, what I'm most focused on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Andrew. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, good to see you in person.
Yeah, good to see you too.
That was Tuva'a speaking with Health Minister Andrew Little.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.